broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday night. Last Friday in the month of March. Last day in the month of March. Last night in the month of March. March 31st, 2023. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio for the return of our live broadcast here on Friday night. Friday Night Live with Sean Kraft for the next two solid hours. Sean, first time you've been on the air, I believe, in 2023. Back for another live broadcast here on a big Friday night, or as they say in Southern Ohio, Friday.
Absolutely. You know, I missed a mic. I've been on sabbatical a couple times in this year, and I haven't been on, but I'm welcome through the microphone here tonight.
Now, as people know, the Friday night show, it is a call-in show, 740-383-9944. It's not really a current event show, but we're going to touch on this because it was a big day yesterday and a big day today, and it's going to be a big day next week. As many of you know, history happened yesterday. The 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, was indicted by a New York grand jury. In the 46th president history of this country, nearly 250-year history of the United States of America, no president has ever been indicted. Now, this morning, you heard from Sam Donaldson, you heard from Dick Cavett, you heard from Mary Ellen Withrow, you heard from Governor Ted Strickland, and you heard from me, so that's why we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but what do you think?
Well, definitely it does break history. I didn't think it was going to happen in my lifetime, for sure. You know, I just hope it's a fair trial, you know, that it's not just taken down for any other reason, so he can't run again. But I just, you know, if he done the crime, you know, he certainly needs to pay the price.
Now, by the way, if anybody has an opinion, they can give it here, 740-383-9944. Now, people are reporting the indictment still has not been opened, that there are over 30 counts in this indictment. That's not just a payment to a porn star. I don't know what's in this indictment, but it's going to be heavy.
Yeah, you know, definitely you don't want to pay your hush money. Didn't he pay the hush money, they're saying, out of
$130,000.
Out of his campaign money.
Right.
Yeah. That's not good.
Well, the other part of this, before we move on to a lighter subject, more airy subject, is on Tuesday, allegedly, he's going to surrender to the Manhattan DA. And we're going to have a president who's going to get his mouth swabbed, he's going to get his fingerprints done, and he's going to get a mugshot. And there's going to be a mugshot, and you can guarantee that's going to be on every newspaper, magazine, television, radio, internet show that day and night.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame. You don't want to have any president get arrested or go to prison or go to jail or anything like that. You want to make sure the president's doing a good job and you trust that, you know, the person. But, you know, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens in the trial.
And that's our heavy news for the night, folks. But, and by the way, if you have an opinion, you can call in 740-383-9944. But that's all we're going to do on that story because I did 5 hours on it this morning. So we're going to get on to the lighter topics of the Friday Night Live show. But again, if you have a subject or an opinion you'd like to share in regard to that, 740-383-9944. And all I have to say about that whole thing, and I said it all morning this morning, no matter how you feel about Donald Trump, you got to say no president's ever been indicted, so it is historic either way.
Right, right. Totally agree.
Now, we had fun on Thursday morning. It was my favorite day of the year, the opening day for the Chicago Cubs. On March the 30th, the Chicago Cubs opened up against the Milwaukee Brewers. They did win that game, I believe 4-0. Harry Carey was on with us on Thursday morning. Beautiful.
I didn't get to hear that show, but, you know, I'm not a big Cubs fan, you know that. But
Harry Carey has been dead for 25 years, and yet he still comes on my show every opening day for the Cubs.
Yeah, how you do that?
Well, everybody wants to be on my show.
That's
they
right.
Line up. Even from heaven, they come down to be on the show.
I want to be on the Scott Spears show.
I want to be on the Scott Spears show. Now, you did not hear that show, but you know Harry. You've heard him before. Now, our friend, and I'm not sure if he's listening or not, Adam Lepp, our webmaster, host of the Adam Lepp Show, every Wednesday and Thursday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock, called in the following hour. And Adam likes to do impressions.
Hmm.
Now, you heard this.
Yes.
What'd you think? He did an impression of Harry Carey.
Well, not to be mean or rude, but it was kind of out there.
Now, how do you mean?
Well, I mean, it didn't sound like Harry Carey at all.
Well, it's a little strong.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to come across because he does do good impressions of stuff. It's just that Harry Carey wasn't his forte.
He was trying.
He tried. I mean, better than I can do.
Now, do you think Terry Tackett can do a Harry Carey?
I haven't heard him do Harry Carey, but he's very good at doing, like, different voices.
Now, what's your Harry Carey sound like?
Oh, man, I can't do it. I don't have that.
Well, you can't criticize Adam and then say, you don't do one.
No, I'm just saying, I guess it just caught me off guard. I mean, I'm not making fun of him. It didn't sound like fun of him.
What do you want to say?
No, it just didn't sound.
He must not be listening, or he'd be calling in.
I know
Adam Lepp.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. So is anybody out there? Did anybody hear the Adam Lepp, Harry Carey? I wish we had it queued up here. I'd play it for you.
I don't know if I have it.
Well, I don't know exactly. Yeah, do you have it queued up there? Do you know what minute it played in that interview?
I don't know. Let me see if I can.
It was a happening, folks. If you happen, that's why you can't miss this show any day of the week, 8 to 10 a.m. It's just big. Is anybody listening?
He's already gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is anybody listening who heard the Adam Lepp impersonation of Harry Carey yesterday morning?
You know what? It sounded like a what's that voice I'm trying to think of?
I said it sounded like Harry Carey had been to the dentist and had a tooth extracted.
I mean, God bless him. I mean, he tried, but it just wasn't there.
Well, in honor of the Cubs.
Yep.
Winning,
mm-hmm.
We've got to play the song.
Oh, go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go. The legendary anthem of the Chicago Cubs. Sit back in your easy chair right now or wherever you are. Maybe you're nursing a baby. Maybe you're playing with your grandkids. Maybe you're looking at the rain.
Playing poker.
Maybe you're playing. Well, you don't play poker and listen to this show. This ain't the riverboat.
Why not?
Hey, listen.
Every gambler knows.
This is the greatest baseball song in the history of baseball. Go Cubs, go! Man alive, they won, and they're going to win the World Series this year. Mark my words, you can take that to the bank, Bruno.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day.
greatest baseball song in the history of baseball, Go Cubs Go, here on WGH Radio. What do you make of it? You were singing right along there.
I was. You know, that has a good... You know I'm not a big Cubs fan.
Well, you should be.
No, I mean... You know, but that song is so addicting, you know? And it has, like, a good beat to it, I think.
Well, the team is wonderful.
Well...
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
They had a 100-year losing streak.
Well, what does that got to do with anything?
Well, they're gonna have
they won.
But they're going to have another one.
Well, no, they're not.
Yeah. You know what ticks me off, though, the most? Is when they change the Cleveland Indians' name. Oh, that sure ticks me off.
It's over.
I know it's over, but it's true. I cannot...
They did it.
I know. The owners.
Right.
I you know, I'm so disappointed in them.
You can't tell the owners what to do.
Well, I'm disappointed in them.
I doubt they care.
I know they don't care, but I'm just, you know.
When's the last time you bought a ticket?
It's been a while. I ain't buying any more now.
740-383-9944. What do you think of the name change of the Cleveland Indians to the Cleveland Guardians? Do you think the Cubs got a shot at the World Series this year? Go Cubs Go.
Go Cubs Go.
You got silent there for a drop.
I was like, what are you? Are you asking me a question or?
Yes.
What's up?
I read an article today that says that people are now entertaining more at home, and you know I have parties.
You do.
I do.
You do.
Why'd you laugh at that?
No, I mean you have parties. This last year was a depression one.
Oh, you know, did we tell about the Christmas party?
No. I don't think we talked about
You
that.
Talk about Christmas in the trenches.
I had to go home and take my Plaza deals.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, we had the snowstorm from down south came in the day before Christmas Eve, and I had to get people to shovel me out so I could have my party. And then an hour before my party, the chicken doesn't show up for the chicken sandwiches. Now, that is the worst thing you ever want to have happen in your life. You're throwing a party, and the main course is shredded chicken sandwiches, and the person calls 1 hour before the start of the party and says, I'm not bringing the chicken sandwiches. So I just had buns for people.
Oh, we had McDonald's that night, too. Thank God.
Well, we had to go to McDonald's, but, yeah. I mean, all we had was buns.
Yeah. That's all we had. So next year,
we tried to order a pizza.
Oh, we tried.
They lied.
They said they're closed.
Well, they didn't say they were closed when they took the order. 2 hours later, when the pizza didn't show up, then they said they closed.
Well, apparently, I guess they said they lost drivers. Drivers didn't want to be in that mess.
So then, our dear friend here, Linda Sims, and her boyfriend came over. That's who was there. Terry Tackett, yourself, me. That was the survivors left.
Yeah.
It was like an island, really, being voted off the island.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Sims and her boyfriend go out to leave. And I hate to tell this story, but I don't think Linda's listening. So about 10 minutes later, now if I'm lying, I'm dying. About 10 minutes later, we're all sitting there, me, you, and Terry. Linda's boyfriend comes back in very calmly. And he says, Scott, do you have a shovel? Why do you want a shovel?
Because you plowed your driveway.
Plowed my driveway. My driveway was plowed as could be.
Yeah.
And he said, I wasn't sure where your driveway was, and I think I drove into a snowbank. Well, we went and looked out. He did not drive into a snowbank. He drove off the cliff. And he was down in the ravine.
Yes. I had to shove him out.
Why came out there?
A little bit, yeah.
So that was Christmas Eve. Yep. My word.
Oh, it was awful.
But you'll never forget it.
I'll never forget
it. Do you ever notice how you never forget the tragedies of a party, but you always remember... You never remember the good stuff, but you always remember the tragedies. Did I say that right? Hello. Is this mic still on?
Yeah, you said it.
Hello. Okay. Yes, you always remember the tragedies. It's been a long time since I did this show.
Yeah.
You don't remember the good stuff, but you remember the tragedies.
Yeah. Well, that's just the way... Why the brain works that way, I wonder.
Well, I think because we all concentrate on the evil of life.
Yeah.
Like when you heard Adam's impression of Harry Carey, that'll be with you for the rest of your life.
Yes, I heard it. Yeah.
All right, again. Phone lines are open. Why is that? And how do you properly entertain when you have people to your home? Because that's what people are doing now.
Yeah, and you had no food for anybody.
Oh, shut up.
No food? I mean, I don't even know. Did you have any drinks? I can't remember. Anything.
I had drinks.
I had to buy drinks.
I just didn't have the shredded chicken for the shredded chicken sandwich, which I don't think you can put on me because I didn't say I was making the shredded chicken.
Well, no, I don't think we put it on you, but you have to realize the person that was bringing it, it was bad in that area, and plus, you know.
Should they have not called earlier in the evening?
Well, I mean, maybe something came up. That we don't, you know, like the last minute. I don't know.
Yeah, but here's the problem. You were in that neighborhood that afternoon. You could have picked it up.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah.
So this is your fault.
No. Don't blame that on me. No, I mean, I was already at your place because you guys didn't communicate with me.
I didn't know.
Well, yeah. But
how's this my fault?
How's it my fault?
You should have stopped.
Oh, just out of the blue?
Just out of the blue and say, hey, is that chicken ready? Then we would have had chicken sandwiches.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Wait a minute, it wasn't my party. It's not my responsibility.
But I wasn't in I was not in that neighborhood.
Well, I'm not in that neighborhood either. I'm on the outside.
But you were that day.
I was that day, you're right. I was.
So it's your fault.
Nobody communicated with me.
Well, nobody communicated with me till you got to my house.
So there you go.
So whose fault is it that nobody ate that night?
Well, you should have followed up sooner.
I had chips and dip.
I didn't have any of that.
Oh, yeah, Linda and her boyfriend were eating chips and dip.
You didn't offer that to me.
Well, I knew if I gave you a bag of chips, it'd be gone before I finished the sentence. Hey, would you like a bag of shit and it'd be empty?
Shit. No.
You said shit. No.
You said shit.
Cheer.
Oh, you said shit.
Saying Howard Stern.
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
shit.
Yeah, but I'm.
Shit.
I'm just saying the way you said it.
Oh my gosh! You're on the radio here. Moments, and you say a profanity.
Oh, it's so is. It's not like there's somebody I never heard before.
740-751. No, that's not the number here. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you out there. What do you think about parties? And who's really got the responsibility?
You can't it's the host.
No.
Yes,
no,
it is.
It is not the host.
Yes, because let me tell you something. If the host, like, say if I throw a party. And,
nobody come.
No, I'm saying, let's say I have a keg in my bathtub, right?
You have a what?
A keg.
A keg?
Yeah.
Of what?
Of beer.
In your bathtub?
Well, that's how you do it these days. You just throw the keg in the bathtub and put ice in there.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Well, that's the way to go.
It's never happened at my party.
So if I bring people to my place,
stroke face. What is that?
It didn't come
God
out.
Almighty!
God, it didn't come out. Yeah. So if I bring people to my party, right, and they get drunk and I don't know, you know, they get a car wreck or whatever.
I'll tell you how you know how you stop that.
What's that?
Don't put a keg of beer in the bathtub.
Well, I'm just saying, you are a responsibility. You have a responsibility for people.
No, because the host cannot be in charge of everything.
Well, that if you throw a party in your house, you're responsible.
For what?
Well, if underage people come in there, or...
You know what my biggest pet peeve at a party is they think the host should introduce everybody.
Well,
you're cooking the food, you're trying to set the table, you're trying to make sure everybody's there, you're trying to make sure the entertainment's going. You can't be stopping to introduce, hello, this is Bill, this is Tim, this is Rick, this is John,
Bob.
Well,
I expect the host to do that.
Well, I don't.
I'll say, hi, my name is Sean, here's...
Why can't you just do that? If you see somebody you don't know, just walk up and say, my name's Sean, put a keg of beer in the bathtub.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
So why do I have to do it?
I'll tell you what. I will do all the introducing for you at your parties.
Well, okay.
For now on.
Well, why is that I should have? I'm not, you know, I don't think that's my responsibility, really.
Well, I mean, as a host, you have a lot of responsibilities when you're a host.
It's very exhausting.
Yeah.
After a party, I have to go lay down for hours.
Because we lost two people that night, didn't have no chicken. It was starving. Well,
but that's not my fault.
And then we tried to order a pizza, and that failed. It was bad.
F-A-I-L-E-D.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of this, since the last time we were together, we lost on New Year's Eve legendary newswoman Barbara Walters. And you and I have talked a lot about Barbara Walters. She passed away at the age of 93. What's your thoughts? You haven't been on since Barbara Walters has been on.
You know, she's very icon. She's a...
Was an icon.
You know, first woman on television. Made the women's path through history. Very nice lady. I never met her in her life, but I do have her autograph. And,
Started The View.
Started The View, the 2020. Just a very good overall broadcaster. I mean, she interviewed her. She did a wonderful job interviewing
To me, there'll never be another Barbara Walters.
No, I don't think there's not going to be another Scott Spears either.
I mean, well, that's for darn sure.
You know, I'm just saying, you can't replace somebody else.
Well, you can.
Well, you could try. Looks like Charlie Evers. You're not going to replace Charlie Evers.
No, you can replace people.
You can't replace Charlie Evers.
I didn't say I could replace Charlie Evers. I'm just saying that not everybody's, you know, priceless.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. A lot of people like you are one of a kind. Quirky. You know, you're quirky.
Thank you.
I'm just joking.
Your
mom said that to you before.
I'm saying that a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Okay. Not everybody can just go and get all the interviews like Barbara Walters did.
Right.
So exactly. You can't just replace her.
Right. She had a
But somebody just sitting there on The View, like big old Rosie, you can replace her. Whoopi, we replaced her with Rosie.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Right. There's only certain people that you could probably replace. Like, but people like you and, like, you know, you have, like, what, two AP awards.
Well, and sure.
So, I mean, who's...
When this seat's empty, who's going to sit here?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you're a very good interviewer. You know, you have that...
Thank you.
You are. I mean...
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's very nice of you.
Yeah, you are. I mean, everybody says that.
You're
not
normally this nice.
I must be
dying.
No. No, seriously. I'm not... I'm just letting you know. I heard
you... But you ever watch that View show? They replace them all the time, but not Barbara Walters.
Well,
can't replace her.
Well, because she started from ground up. She's the one who put those women in those shoes.
She hired them.
Yeah.
And I think there are certain people, like Dorothy Fulltime, you can't replace her.
No. And then Easter Stricker, you couldn't replace Easter Stricker either.
Well, if you find a man and put a wig on her, you can... You can
What about Sally Flowers?
Well, Sally was kind of... She was a very country woman.
What about Ruth Lyons?
I don't know about Ruth. Ruth was strong.
And Dave Kaler?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Certain people you could replace. I mean, everybody gets replaced.
Dave Kaler was an anchor on Channel 10.
This is true.
Yeah.
But I think it's the talent of the person. You got to have a talent that's very unique.
Right. And I don't have any of those.
Well, I'm just saying that's what makes an A1 broadcaster, mm-hmm. is something different than other people. But not everybody's got that.
Right. Well, you got to have it in you. That's true. And I don't have any of that.
So, my question is, how are we going to remember the late Barbara Walters?
Well, she's a true icon. She's always going to be in my heart.
Was she in your heart?
Yeah, I liked Barbara Walters. She was a very good... Every time I watched some of her videos, because she was so serious, you know, like, she was like... And she just got the words out of people. Like no tomorrow.
And she wrote a darn good book, Audition.
Yeah, you know? She just, like, melted my heart every time I watched her.
She talked about all the affairs she'd had.
Yeah, I mean... Barbara Walters was a very good, good-looking woman back in her days, too. I mean, she was attractive.
Did you bust a chair over there? What was that noise? No, yeah. Barbara Walters is an icon.
Right, she is an icon.
Not everybody's an icon. We should not throw that word around just for every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
No, it's certain people that started from ground up, which she did. She got women on television, so she's an icon.
Telephone lines are open here. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any opinions tonight? But coming back to the party, I still think that was not my flub.
Well, it's your responsibility to make sure everything's running smoothly.
I don't think so.
Always have to have plan B. You had no plan B.
You know, a lot of times I've been the host of a party and I've gotten tired and I've thought, and I wonder if I just go lay down. If anybody would notice.
They would.
Why?
Because you're always the talk of the hour. You're like the Barbara Walters in the room. You always keep people entertained.
That's exhausting, though.
Well, you do it, though.
There should be like an intermission at a party where I can go lay down and maybe have a drink, and then I can come back and finish the party.
Oh, you want to put a keg in your tub?
No, what's with you in a keg? I'm talking like a diet soda.
Oh, a diet soda? You said a drink.
You know, whoever, I'll tell you this. I always say I would never be married, and chances are I would never be married. But if somebody would bring me
You're close. This close.
Well, I didn't know I was engaged, to be honest with you.
How do you not know if you're engaged?
I don't want to get into that story.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to get into it. That's another story for another day, but I didn't know I was engaged until somebody told me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's true.
So you never proposed to her?
No.
Because did she propose to you?
I don't recall it. Unless I was having blackouts in those days.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
No, at a party, she announced that we were engaged.
I know. I got invited to the wedding.
And I thought, I don't think that I proposed is what I was thinking when she was... But see, everybody starts congratulations. And I thought, ooh. I don't think I proposed.
I don't know. That's what I heard. It was supposed to be back in July, and it moved, and...
It moved. I kept thinking, how do I move out?
I know, I helped you move out.
Yes, well, I left during the day. I left in the midst while she was at work. I said, I got to get out of here.
Oh, Lord.
But my point was, I would only get married to somebody who brought me a large Diet Coke every day.
Well, and you did there for a while.
Not every day. No, it's got to be every single day.
Every single day? Wait a minute, what are you going to do for the other person?
Well, that's their problem. Oh. I'm just saying, that's what it'll take for me to walk down the aisle.
A diet every day?
Diet every day. Till death do you part. That would have to be in the vows.
Oh, boy.
Do you promise to get him a large Diet Coke from McDonald's every day, till death do you part, and that's it?
Oh, boy. Well, maybe you should marry somebody from McDonald's. There you go.
Well, have you seen those people? I don't know.
I'm just saying.
They look more like your babes.
That's so wrong. There's some good-looking chicks at the
McDonald's. I'm not saying there's not good-looking women at the McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they're not my type.
Well, you know, everybody has their own teachers.
They wouldn't be, you know, on an icon level.
So you're like the Barbara Walters style.
Yes, I've got to have a Barbara Walters type of woman.
Okay, yeah.
You know, that's a problem. I can't date a bumpkin. I need people who can know things.
So you would not date, like, somebody like Rosie O'Donnell if she wasn't...
Oh, no. She's a lesbian, haven't you heard?
Well, I know.
She doesn't like men.
Well, she used to like men.
Well, I don't know about that.
She did.
Well,
she used to be. She had a boyfriend back in the day, huh?
Cover. Nothing wrong with being a lesbian. I'm just saying, she's not into men.
Well, that's her idea.
Well, right, but so I would not be marrying Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, no, I'm just saying if...
No, she would not be my type. She's kind of hillbilly.
She's not hillbilly.
You wanted to marry her for several years.
I did. I like Rosie. I think she's attractive, I think.
She hadn't had a career since Barbara Walters stumped her out.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the queen. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Get in on the conversation tonight. Grab a line, as they say. We'd love to hear from you out there.
Drop a line.
740-383-9944. We're going to start calling people. If nobody calls us, we're going to call out.
Maybe we did that one year. We call people.
I like calling people.
Yeah.
I think that's fun because they don't know you're calling.
Yeah.
You say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, that was so fun. It was at the old studio, I believe. We did that.
But no, you tell me.
Yeah.
Who's your type of woman? That I've told you what would take me down the aisle.
I need a sugar mama. I want one of those sugar mamas that.
You want one of those candy bars?
Sugar babies.
Sugar baby. Excuse me. Pop Wiley's is closed. I don't think you can get one of those.
No. It's carry out next door. It's closed too.
They're not even there. The building's gone.
Gone.
Okay. So you want a what?
A sugar baby. Sugar.
You want a sugar baby. So you want a sugary candy bar, and then you'll be married.
No, I want a person that has a good personality. You know. Stuff like that.
Define good personality.
Well, not mean all the time, like outgoing.
See, you think somebody's nice for a while, and then one day they turn on you.
That's what happened to you?
And you say, what in the world's going on here?
Is that what happened to you? Is that why you said no marriage?
Well, I'm just saying, people will turn on you. Yeah. Don't think they won't.
Yeah, they will. It's hard to find somebody these days, especially nowadays. Because you know why? I'll tell you why. All these people want open relationships. What's up?
Who?
People that
I've never heard that. If anybody even said that to me, before they'd finish the sentence, I'd be out the door.
I know a lot of people at work and all that stuff. People talk about open relationships they have and stuff like that. Yeah, it's awful.
They do it?
They do it. They do open relationships.
What's the rules of an open relationship?
As long as you go back to your husband or wife, you're fine. As long as you go back to him.
So you're married.
I guess you're married.
And then what?
You have a side piece.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't a side piece a gun?
Well, you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
But isn't that, am I wrong about that? Isn't a side piece called a gun? Isn't that a gun?
Well, it could be anything, I guess. But
some relationships I've been in, I thought about having a gun.
So that's what they do. They either, like, if a girl has a boyfriend and a man has a, you know, a girlfriend.
Oh, so, speaking of that, guns.
Yeah.
You know, since, oh, I grabbed the wrong paper. You know, since Donald Trump was indicted, I don't want to come back to this, but have you ever seen that Tucker Carlson show?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's on Fox News. It's the number one show on cable news. This is what Tucker Carlson said. I wrote this down. It's a quote. You ready for this? This is what Tucker said. He said, probably not the best time to give up your AR-15.
Really?
Well, what? That's not a broadcaster.
You know, that shooting they just had down...
Right! I mean, and he says that 2 days after the shooting?
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. And this time it was a woman, so it's not just all guys now. It's women doing all this.
Well, I don't think that
I mean, more guys, I think.
Well, you know what? Tucker Carlson should be taken off the air for that. Where's the FCC for that?
Yeah.
Or what are they doing?
I don't know.
Nothing.
That's awful. I mean, how many people ended up getting died in Tennessee? How many was it? Quite a few, right? Six?
Something like that. Yeah. Three kids, three adults.
Awful. It's getting out of control.
And they always say mentally ill. Well, I believe you're probably mentally ill if you do that, but the mentally ill have access to things like guns. Well,
you know, that's what they say. They say, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people. And it's true. I mean, if the gun gets in the wrong hands, it's not the gun's fault, it's the person that's pulling the trigger.
Yeah, but isn't that convoluted logic? Because, I mean, don't we say then that cars don't kill people, people kill people, but yet we give cars speed limits and we make you have insurance and all that sort of thing?
Well, I mean, there is malfunctions. Like, cars malfunction sometimes.
Knives don't kill people. People kill people.
Well, I mean, there is malfunctions and stuff, though. Like say...
So, like you cannot go out and buy a tank. But tanks don't kill people. It's people driving the tanks that kill people.
Yeah.
So...
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's people that's killing the people, not the...
Right, but you give people weapons, and clearly they're going to kill people.
Not if you get them in the right hands.
Well, how do you know whose hands are right?
I hold guns, and I don't want to go around shooting people. I'm. But if you give the gun in the wrong person's hands...
But how do you know whose hands to put it in, if we don't have any rules?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we don't need rules. We need rules. But, I mean, the background check and everything needs to be updated. You know, a lot... more strict than it has been. I mean, I agree with that. And mental health facilities, we need a lot more of those. And we don't have enough. So, that's my opinion.
Well, I agree, but I'm just saying, why would Tucker Carlson say that?
I don't know. I don't know.
What does it even mean?
Read that again.
Last night, the night of the Trump indictment, Tucker Carlson, on his number one cable news show, said, probably not the best time to give up your AR-15.
So he's trying to start a riot.
Well, I don't know, but now, should he be able to have a gun?
No, I don't. By making that statement, that's causing, putting words and putting stuff in people's heads.
And he's Mr. Fox News.
Yeah, that's not right.
You know what our Congressman Jim Jordan said about all this?
What did he say?
He said, outrageous.
That's what he says?
Yeah. Didn't have much to say.
Yeah.
But it's outrageous.
It's outrageous.
Well, whatever.
Well. I mean, everybody has a freedom of speech, but you got to watch what you say because...
Speaking of our friend Adam Lepp, he does not like Jim Jordan.
Oh, we don't?
No. It all stems from an interview that I did with Jim Jordan years ago. And Adam feels that Jim was not nice to me. I don't remember it that way, but you know, I don't know. I don't know if Adam's out there listening. He hasn't called in. He'd give his 2 cents on that. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Somebody out there, make that phone light up tonight. We want to hear your beautiful voice and hear your beautiful opinion.
Absolutely. 740-383-9944.
49 minutes past the hour.
49.
On this, tomorrow's April Fool's 49. Day.
Oh, it is. You're right. April Fool's Day. What are you going
to
do tomorrow?
Well, I don't know. I never liked April Fool's Day because I don't really know. You know, some jokes are mean to play on people, and I don't think that's proper.
I think it's good to prank people.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like just prank people all the time.
What's a good prank?
I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to think. You know how people prank all the time? I think it's fun. I think sometimes it could get out of control, though. If you let
Well, certainly.
Yeah. So you got to be careful with that. But I do. I watch that Pranksters all the time. Have you seen that?
Well, like, what's a good prank?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good one.
Like, put thumbtacks under your tires?
That's not a prank. That's hurtful. Because now you have to buy new tires.
It's funny.
Oh, put glue on your seat.
Well, I'm just saying, when somebody backs up and their tires all go flat, that's something to laugh at.
Well, yeah, for you.
Well, isn't that the point? No. And then all you got to do is yell, April Fools.
Oh, Lord. Hey, April Fools, because it really happened.
You know, there's a lot of signs in people's yards for mayor. Yes,
mayor, what is his name?
Bill Collins. Yeah. I didn't know the signs were out already.
I haven't seen any Glens. I haven't seen any...
What do you make of that? Our old pal Glenn Coble running for mayor of Marion.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I have not seen any of his...
You sound enthusiastic about it.
I am. I'm happy for him. But I just haven't seen... what's her face? Sue McGowan?
What would you say to Glenn Coble if he was sitting here right now?
What? Like, about what?
Him running? His mayor run.
Well, his mayor run, I'm going to say, well, good luck.
You'll work for him, right? You'll put those yard signs out.
I'll put those yard signs out for him. But I'm going to say it's good.
You put one in your yard? You vote for mayor?
I could put one in my yard.
I don't think he has any.
You don't have any?
Oh. Well, I haven't seen him.
Well, I mean, it's a big shoes to fill. Let me tell you.
You know, who?
The mayor's spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because?
I'm sure it's not an easy job, I'm sure, to cover the... City of Marion.
But what do you make of no signs from any other candidate except Mr. Bill Collins?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of odd, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's because Bill is well known, you know.
But if you're not well known, don't you want to put the signs out?
Well, yeah, you think so. Or you think you would go on the radio and stuff like that and promote. But have you had anybody on for a while?
I've had them all on.
Just one time?
Yes. Sue McGowan did not get her dog's tags, so I had to have her on because they took her to task for that. That's where we are now. I don't understand.
Dog tags? What do you mean dog tags?
She did not get her dog tags for her dogs, so somebody made her out to be a criminal. So she had to call in...
Because she didn't get dog tags?
Yeah, I understand that.
So it's a law to have dog tags?
Well, you gotta have dog tags, sure.
Really? It's a law.
Well, I don't think they'll throw you in jail, but you're supposed to have it done.
I mean, I don't have a pet, so I don't know. I didn't know what the rules were.
Well, but she didn't get it done, and boy, they took her to task for that.
Well, I mean, I think it's probably good to have tags for dogs and cats.
Yeah, but do you think that makes a good mayor or not if you get your dogs tagged?
Well, they probably want somebody in there that's responsible.
But don't you think that's a cheap smear?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, not everybody is going to be perfect. There's nobody perfect.
Sue McGowan said on Facebook that she's not buying signs. She's not wasting her money on that.
She's just going to use social media?
I don't know.
I haven't seen her at all on my social media.
All she's got to do is not buy her dog tags and everybody be talking about her.
Gosh. Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean... To me, if I was running for mayor, I think I would be on the radio all the time, running newspaper ads, buying
stuff. Nobody reads that newspaper anymore.
Huh?
Nobody reads that newspaper anymore.
I mean, or something. I mean, I would have Channel 6 come down here and interview me.
You know what they call that? The Daily Disappointment.
Yeah. It is. What is it, like one page now?
It's very, very thin.
Yeah, it is very thin. My goodness. It's not even made in Marion. Was it coming out of what? Marion's Mansfield now?
I don't know. I don't read it.
It's awful. It's sad.
President Harding's newspaper.
Dead.
Well, again, phone lines are open. Does somebody want to call in before hour number one's up of this A1 broadcast? 740-383-9944, Friday Night Live here
Friday
on the radio.
Friday Night Live.
Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday Night.
Oh, you said it wrong. Say it again. Friday.
No, it's Southern Ohio, Friday. If you're from the southern states, Alabama, Mississippi,
Kentucky,
West Virginia, Friday.
Tennessee.
You know, I knew somebody. Have you ever heard of Cadiz, Ohio?
Cadiz, Ohio. No, I never heard of it.
They called it Cadiz.
Why Cadiz?
I think because they were illiterate.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
Cadiz.
I was going to ask you before we go to the break. What is the name of that town that has all the bubblegum on the walls?
Oh, in the restaurant?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's close to here. It's not far away.
Yeah, I need to go visit that place sometime. Somebody told me it's good food.
And that bubblegum on, chewed up bubblegum on the wall doesn't put you off?
No, I don't care about that. I think it's called, it's in Greenville, right? Is that what it's called? Greenville, Ohio?
Could be.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. If anybody knows for sure, give me a call, because I don't know for sure.
Now, you had a blizzard tonight.
I did have a blizzard tonight.
Blizzards are good.
They are delicious.
I'd have to throw that into the marriage thing. You'd have to bring me a large Diet Coke in the morning and a blizzard in the evening.
Wow, you're going to be high maintenance there.
Then maybe I'd be married.
Is that it?
Other than that, single's the way to go.
There you go. Yeah. Less money you have to spend out.
You know, I think we should have a tag on this show. You know, like I always said, you know, take a little time to enjoy the view. I say heading to the dugout. Walter Cronkite used to say, and that's the way it is.
Or, good day.
That was Paul Harvey.
Yep. What could we say?
Joe Nutsall was the old left-hander around the third heading for home.
I know what we could say. Going to buy my dog tags.
Peace out. Peace out, Cub Scout.
I'm going to buy my dog tags. Goodbye.
I mean, you know, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't believe they brought her up in front of everybody. Is she not the only person that's not buying their dog tags?
Well, not the only person, but the only person running for mayor not buying their dog tags.
I guess when you run for public office, everything's going to come up.
But don't you think that's a little low blow to old Sue McGowan?
Wonder who brought that up on her.
Who knows?
But how does people know if she has dog tags or not? Is it registered or something?
Probably.
Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, the world's going to hell in a handbasket.
Is that really what that says? That sends us over the edge, huh?
Yes.
I don't know, but listen, I'm just saying, if you think Cadiz, Ohio is called Cadiz, what are you smelling over there?
It smells like poop or something in here. Something. Did you smell?
What is wrong with you? Do you know we're on the radio?
No, I didn't say. Sorry, I didn't mean to use the word poop, but I'm just saying it smells.
Well, you used another word earlier several times.
I don't know. I guess I'm a Howard Stern Jr. I guess. No, I just I don't. I just it's just like a whiff.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the heat. Is it the heater?
The heater's burning up. Right now, it's will we finish this show before the house burns down?
That's right.
Adam, that's all it's about.
Adam, you better call in now.
You remember the night we were at the old studio and the air conditioning kicked on?
Oh, yes.
And it shut your respirator off?
Not my respirator.
It was your respirator.
It was?
Yes.
When?
Remember you had to carry that respirator around? Respirator. You couldn't breathe?
I didn't have a respirator. The one that I had was a, what was it? What was that thing I had to carry around? Oh, the urine bag. What do they call that thing? What do they call that urine bag?
Yeah, that's bag?
What do they call it?
Here you go again.
No, what they...
Urine bag. This is not the type of show to be saying terms like urine bag.
No, what is it called? I mean...
Oh, catheter.
Catheter bag. Yes, I couldn't think of the word. Yes.
That was no fun.
Oh, that was awful. That was very awful. That is not fun at all. If you ever have to go through it, stay away.
How? Why did that happen? You passed a stone, wasn't it?
Yeah, I passed a stone and it ripped my urethra and in my bladder and the whole nine yards. It was bad.
We'll be back to TLC here very soon. That sounds like one of those terrible TLC shows. We got a whole nother hour coming. Don't you dare switch that dial. It's Friday Night Live here on WGH Talk, streaming live on the net at WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app, search WWGH. Back with another hour.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.